just sitting here and enjoying it. Aren't you glad we can come to the house of God and enjoy this instead of endure it? We had to preach Monday night on some things we have to endure, talking about the cold and the wind and the rain and how it affects things. And I've got to enjoy it today, boy. Romans chapter number 8. I want to read some verses there. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord. You know, sometimes things start going wrong and people hardships, and Vicky's been mighty sick the last couple of weeks. And Monday night, you know, we started that revival, and she tried to get ready and tried to get Francis ready, and I finally just told her to stay home. And she wasn't able to go, but she was going to make the effort. And I appreciate my wife. I come home today, and she cooked a good lunch, and then we ate, and I went in there and sat down, and while I was sitting down, she was in there ironing me some work clothes, just working herself to death, and just got all kind of things going on with her right now. Y'all pray for her, but she's going to be all right. Either way, she's a winner either way. But I live on pins and needles because of what happened before. The devil always tells me, Brother Tony, that, you know, that cancer could come back. And I say, Lord, don't let it come back. Don't let it come back. I sure need her. But she's such a blessing to me, and I miss her. And we're supposed to preach Friday night to revival, and the weather changed, and we didn't get to preach. And I'll be honest with you, this might shock some of you, but I was happy about it. You say, well, I thought you was a preacher. You're supposed to want to preach. I do, but sometimes I need to rest. And I got to spend an evening with my family, and I enjoyed it. We just had a good family night. I cooked supper. I had supper ready for her, you know. She said, what are you doing? Ain't you going to church? I said, they called it off. And I said, I got supper ready. And, you know, it's such a blessing when you do things for each other. And I just wanted to do something for her. I don't do enough for her. But ain't you glad the Lord does everything for us? You know, we are His bride, Brother Darrell. I don't know if I'm better preaching that or not. I've just been like this all day, just crying and squalling. Vicky's got a cousin in the hospital that just any time. And Wanda, you know, and Vicky's, their cousins, they may be down there tonight. And she's got her uncles in the hospital. You know what? There's somebody dying all the time, it seems like. I spend so much time at the funeral home, Brother Tony. It's every week I'm going to the funeral home here lately. And, you know, and we think we got it tough sometimes, and I was thinking about Brother Dane over there at TEB. That's where I was Wednesday night. I called Brother Jeff. I said, hey, you know, I didn't even know this till I got to the funeral home, and one of his deacons died. His longtime deacon died over there at TEB, and then the one that I went to see Wednesday night, Brother Don, he was a good friend of mine, loved me and Vicky, you know, and he had died, and he was one of his most faithful members. Then Dane told me, I called me on the way home, said, I'm sorry I missed you. Some of them said you was at the funeral home. And he said he had two stents put in the week before he had two deaths in his church. You know, look around.
That's right.
Look around. There's something going on with somebody all the time. And sometimes we want to feel sorry for ourselves. But I'm telling you, we need to pray one for another. Yeah. Now, there's people checking out of here every day. And I tell you, I miss them already, you know. And you know what I think about when God takes these good people home? I mean, good, godly people that, Lord, Brother Horst used to tell me, he said, son, there'll come a day when you'll look up there and you say, Lord, I got more up there than I got down here. I'm there now, Brother Tony. I'm there right now. And I tell you, as I look around, Brother Darrell, I'm now 65. And I say, you know, I can't have much longer because I'm just wanting to go home all the time. I mean, I get up and go to work like the rest of you, but I tell you, if the Lord calls me home, Tony, I gave Vicky a picture before I left. I said, honey, I want this picture. I said, if the Lord tarries and I go on for you, I want this picture sitting on a table. And it's for me sitting there holding my Bible. Amen. Thank God that you hold that Bible and just squeeze it. Y'all see me hug it and kiss it because I love that book. And he said, lo, I come to you in the volume of a book. This book's all about him, amen. And if you don't love it, you don't love him, amen. I don't see how you can't but kiss and hug it sometimes. Thank you, Lord. I got to wait to the wind stuck, Carol's slowed down a little bit. Brother Darrell, I'm going to try to preach what's on my heart. It's been on me all day. Thank you for the message this morning, Brother Jeff. Romans chapter number 8. I want to start reading there. I'm glad he whips me every now and then. You know, that lets me know I'm his. You know, you need to read the Bible about that. If he don't chastise, you're none of his. That's what the book says. And you don't belong to him. I like what you said about the kids this morning. I don't want nobody else whipping my kids. You can do what you will with that. That's my responsibility to take care of my kids, amen. And it's your responsibility to take care of your kids. And glory to God, it don't feel good when you see somebody else tear them up. It don't. Well, how do you think God feels, amen? He don't want nobody else whipping us. We need a good and he'll give it to us, amen. Thank you for the message. Been eating all day. Romans chapter number 8. If you're able to stand to your feet, want to start reading in verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Question mark. It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And I love this verse. It's been on my heart. God just spoke it to me again while ago as I was praying. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Question mark. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. I hope I can finish reading this. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You may be seated. I had this thought come on me as I got up and studied praying this morning. Don't give up on God when things come between you and him. Lord, it's been so good. I've just been eating on it today. Listen, folks, we're not perfect down here. The best we do, we're going to fall short, Sister Lois. But I'm glad that sometimes I give up on me. I said, Lord, I failed you again. I messed up again. It may not be much to you, but when I mess up, it means something to me because we're counted as a spectacle to the world. We're put up there, Brother Tony, as somebody that's not supposed to mess up, but I got news for you. We will, amen. Tomorrow's another day. I'm glad we got another day that we can say, Lord, help me do better tomorrow, amen. But there's some things sometimes that have come between us and God. I thought about it, and I'll try to read it, because if I don't, I'll misquote it. Over there in the book of Judges, want to read in several places about what God's laid in our heart. In Judges chapter number 13, this is about Samson. Y'all know the story about Samson. And the Bible said in verse number 25, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. It didn't say all the time. It said at times, Brother Mallory, he wasn't in the spirit all the time. I'm not in the spirit all the time. I'm in the flesh, amen. If I was in the spirit, I'd never sin, amen. But I get in the flesh like everybody else. And that's when I'll sin. That's when sin comes, when you get in the flesh. But the Bible said it began to move him at times in the camp of Dan, between Zorah and Eshtol. And if you've got you Bible studiers know, they's talking about two cities there. Eshtol was over there in Numbers chapter 13, Brother Mallory. That was where the Bible said that Moses sent those 12 spies out there to go and to check Canaan out and to look what Canaan had over there. And glory to God, he sent the 12 spies over there. And the Bible said 10 of them, Tony, came back and said, there's giants over there. We can't take the land. And listen to this. They even brought some evidence what was over in Canaan. The Bible said they brought some some fruit. They brought some grapes that were so big that two men had to carry them on a pole. It didn't matter those other 10 men that they'd seen what God had in Canaan. They still were scared of the giants, amen. They said, we're like grasshoppers, Brother Tony. The devil began to discourage those men. But there was two men that not only got to see what God had over there in Canaan, thank God, they said, we set our eyes over there and we're well able to take it. That was Caleb and Joshua, amen. And you read your Bible, them's the only two men that got to go in there, amen. The rest of them died in the wilderness. But the Bible said that Samson was of Zorah. That's where he was. That's where he was born. That was his home. Eshcol was where he looked out toward one day. But he still had to go home. But Samson had something come between him and God. And it was his fleshly lust. He lusted over women. He had that problem. Just talking about Solomon, I'll hit it, amen. It don't bother me, glory to God. That's what got Solomon in trouble. I'm glad you saved that for me this morning. Solomon had all them wives and concubines. He had a problem with that, glory to God. And men, I've seen them fall one by one, had that problem, amen. Couldn't keep their eyes off somebody else's wife. It gets you in trouble. Talk to King David about it. He went up on that rooftop and he saw Bathsheba. If he'd have got down on his knees and prayed, he wouldn't have fell in sin. But he didn't. He looked too long. We're subject to that as men, Tony. That sexual lust is in man. That's what got Brother Samson in trouble. How do you know he's your brother? I'm fixing to tell you. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him in the camp. You know where the camp is? The church. This is the camp. This is where we come and camp out and we get our blessings, amen. We're going to go out there tomorrow. We're going to face the Delilahs and all these troublemakers, glory to God. But I'm glad I'm in the camp tonight, amen. I'm glad the Lord's Spirit's moving on me. And I'm thankful tonight for that. And the Bible said, Samson begin to move him at times in the camp. I thought about this. He had a mom and dad that lived right. Read your Bible. The Bible said the angel of the Lord came to his mom and said, look, she was barren. She couldn't have no children. And they wanted a child. No woman not wants to not be barren. They wanted, listen, they shouldn't be no barren churches, amen. We should be barren children, amen. But sometimes we get barren, amen. But an angel of the Lord come by and said, I'm going to give you a child, amen. I'm going to give you another one, amen. Glory to God, Brother Tony. But there's some things you got to do, amen. You cannot drink wine. And you cannot eat any unclean thing. You got to have some convictions if you're going to bear some children. I ain't never seen anybody saved by somebody that's living like a devil, trying to win somebody to the Lord. You know who they'll come to when they need help? They'll find an old-time, old-fashioned preacher that's preaching his heart out, going to church 3 times a week. In my case, more a lot of times, and Jeff's more. Amen. Brother McClellan had 6 services today. He had a funeral today. He had this morning, he had the broadcast, he had Sunday school, he had his 11 o'clock service, he had a funeral, he had training union, and he had service tonight. That's 6 times he was in meeting because he texted me today. We think we were out after 2 services. He had 6. I guarantee the Lord was moving him into camp. But he wasn't moving him over there in Antioch like he was moving over here too. He's not, you know, he's not limited to one place, Brother Don. He can go anywhere. He can be anywhere. And I'm glad the Bible said God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't give up on God. His mom and dad lived right. Bore Samson. I have to slow down, folks. I ain't as young as I used to be. I can't go like Jeff goes. One day I'll be gone. He'll remember this morning, Brother Mallory. You're going to slow down, amen. It's just the way it is. But I'm glad I can still feel his spirit. I still want to run. I still want to jump. But I dread what's going to happen tomorrow after I do, amen. I'll hurt all over, glory to God. But I feel pretty good tonight. But his mom and dad lived right, Brother Mallory. And they had that promised son named Samson, and he was doing right for a while. Amen. You see that a lot of times with people that live right for a little while, then sin will come, and the first thing they want to do is quit church. Amen. Something's come between them and God. Disobedience and sin. I got to move on. I'll never get through with this one. But the Bible said, after Delilah enticed Samson, and he told her all his heart, and he wasn't supposed to have his hair cut. He was a Nazarene. That's the way they was. They didn't cut their hair. Boy, that wouldn't go good today. I tell you what, if we had a Nazarene walk in, they said, he looks like a woman. That's what Samson looked like. Delilah got a hold of him. Glory to God. I get tired of people making judgmental comments about other people. If they're living right, amen, I believe it'll show. Don't you, Brother Mallory? I don't want man to have long hair. I know it's a shame. That's what the Bible said. It's a shame for a man to have long hair. He didn't say it was a sin. He said it was a shame, amen. Lord, have mercy. There's more than this I'll ever get preached. But he laid his head in the lap of Delilah, and she cut his hair. After he told her all his heart, listen, you don't tell the devil all your business. He knows too much now. Don't you be telling him what you've got on your mind or what somebody else has got. Leave that stuff alone. You know, that's why we got two ears and one mouth. Sometimes we just talk too much, and the devil is always listening, amen. Lord, I tell you what, I have a problem with that sometimes. Tony kids me all the time, and I got to be careful, but glory to God, here was Samson, got his hair cut. Then they made sport of him. They mocked him like they did Lot when he went into Sodom and Gomorrah. People will laugh at you when you go back out there in the world. I thought that was Samson. He's the one that killed all them men with the jawbone of an ass. I thought he's one everybody's scared of. He's just like you. He's disobeyed God. Now he's suffering the chastisement that you was preaching on this morning. Samson was going to suffer. Listen, we're going to do all our paying right down here. I'm so thankful, Brother Tony, that I don't have to pay when I get to heaven. I made a lot of mistakes when I was a young man, and I wouldn't dare tell you any of them, but glory to God, I'm glad that pain, that chastisement's going to end on this side, amen. When I get to heaven, there'll be no more chastisement. Thank God. Hallelujah. But Samson's hair began to grow back. You say, that's where his power come back. Let me just remind you something. When you're getting chastised, that'll bring you closer to the Lord. The Bible said, godly sorrow worketh repentance, and repentance unto salvation. That's what makes you get saved. When you look at the cross and see that he died for your sin, it'll bring godly sorrow, amen. So we see that disobedience came between him. But I could just see Samson, that mighty man of God, as he was going on that treadmill, going round and round. I'm sorry, Lord. Thank God. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. He must have said it thousands of times, Brother Mallory. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. But the Lord all the time was getting him ready to depart, Elisha. He was just getting him ready. His work was finished, Brother Tony. But the last time he said, I'm sorry, he said a little lad come there. They was going to laugh at him and make fun of him in an auditorium. But God had another plan, amen. Lord, have mercy. Y'all pray for me. The Bible said, a little lad come up. He said, put my hands on each one of these pillars. And he prayed one last prayer. I'm going to pray my last prayer one day. I don't know what I'll say, Tony. I ain't got to that day yet. But I know one thing, there'll be somebody listening. He won't be looking at all the times I failed him. I believe he's looking at Samson, the time that he won a lot of battles for the Lord. He said, Lord, if you'll just strengthen me one more time and let me die with the Philistine. He killed more people in his death than he did in his life. Read it, it's there, ain't it, Brother Mallory? And God said, I'm going to reward you for all your victories that you did for me, amen. Sometimes we get separated between us and God because of disobedience. Other times we get separated between us and God. We give up on God when disappointments come, Brother Tony. We're disappointed in God that He's made this decision, but He's never made a mistake. I thought about when Lazarus died over there, and Mary and Martha sent word for the Lord that Lazarus was sick. The Bible said they'd sent the word to the Lord, and the Lord waited 4 days to go over there, didn't He, Brother Mallory? They wondered why He waited so long. By the time He got there, Lazarus was dead. They was disappointed in the Lord. I'm telling you, I know what God showed me. You ain't going to convince me I'm wrong on this. Not when I'm in the Spirit, amen. They was disappointed. The Bible said Martha went up to the Lord and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. In other words, it's your fault, Lord. It's your fault my brother's dead. Because if you had been here, Lord, he would have been still alive, amen. But the Lord said, your brother shall rise again, amen. I know he'll live again at the resurrection. Martha's impressing the Lord, you know. He's the one that wrote the book. He is the book. He just listened to her patiently. He said, Martha, I am. I am that I am that I am. Just like He told Moses at the burning bush. He said, I am the resurrection. Glory to God. I can see Martha say, He's here now. He's here now. And my brother's going to live again. Amen. I can see the excitement come. The one that was cumbered about with more servantness, he's focused on the Lamb of God. Amen. We ain't got time to get married. We got to move quickly. Discouragement comes, Brother Tony. I can't find but one thing in this Bible that separates us from His love. Guess what it is? Nothing. Scared you, didn't I? Scared you to death. Where's He going with this? I just read it to you in Romans chapter 8. There's nothing that can separate you between Him and His love. The only thing that separates you between Him and His fellowship is S-I-N.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
I was getting ready Friday night to preach. I was thinking about the Lord's Day. Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y, Sunday. The Lord said, Sunday. I said, I got it, Lord, Sunday. S-O-N-D-A-Y. It's His day. That's why we get to rest. It's because it's His day. He gives us this rest to worship Him. But I put one little letter in there. It's something that's separating people. Sin day. S-I-N-D-A-Y. You know what separates people from them in the church? Sin. They don't want to come to the house of God because they got sin in their life. Nobody wants to be condemned to their sins. Nobody wants to be told how rotten they are. Listen, there's nothing righteous about Randy Hall. My righteousness is his filthy rags, amen. But there's somebody on the inside that's holy, amen. That's Him. He's the one that's on the inside. It's not what's on the outside He's looking at. He knows we're going to sin and fall short. He looks at what His Son's done. When we got saved and when we pray, we try our best. I said, try your best to live right. Sometimes, I'm reluctant to say this because of a dear friend here. What shall separate us? Death sometimes separates us on this side. I have to preach what He gives me. But there's that hope. Come on, Bryce, come on back to the piano and sing that song about hope. I ain't going to preach no more. I'm done. Come on. But there's that hope. There's that hope when death separates us, Brother Darrell. That belly, it's there. If we know that they've saved, they've had a testimony that they've been saved. Death can't separate us forever. Just on this side, when my mama died, Sister Grace, my heart was broke. It's still broke. But God's mending it little by little, Brother Tony, because of the hope that I've got that where she's at, I'm coming soon, Mama. I'm glory to God. And that's what your hope is, that you'll see Him again, amen. And I didn't want her to suffer no more. But if you do, then God pity you. When death begins to take over this body, I don't pray, God, keep them. I say, God, your will be done. Don't let them suffer no more. Some of my family said, we can do this, we can do that. I said, let's let God do what He's going to do, Regina. Right. Let's let our Heavenly Father say, let's just let her go, amen. And thank God that's what happened, amen. We got to keep her through Christmas. Jeff was there at the funeral when I preached on my last Christmas. With Mama Tony was there. Thank God. But I got one more, didn't I, Alicia? I got one more Christmas, amen. So treasure every day you've got with somebody you love, because you don't know when the Lord's going to take them home. What can separate us from His love? Stand your feet. I'm not going to preach no longer. I feel like God told me.